Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Now stay with me here. I'm not saying that as speakers, we're going to become shills for the folks who pay our fees. Yeah, that's a big double dose of overkill right there. And we can still help. Here are my two favorite ways to expand our role into the brand ambassador territory. First up, let's align our content to the story the sponsors want to tell. Now, you know, we do this all the time. For our audiences, it's called customizing our content. So let's expand our efforts with a call to the sponsor. Let's ask them, what story do you want to tell? What do you want folks to know about you? And go from there. Look at the connections. Second, let's align our influence to their outcomes. Now, the article notes several reasons for event sponsorship: awareness, product launch, etc. Is there any role you can play here? Again, not talking about being a shill during the speech, but is there any way we can help before or after the presentation? Here's a crazy idea. For a smaller extra fee, can you speak at their client meeting, their sales meeting? Maybe not, but at least explore ideas outside the speech at hand. As I said in the post, there's some good news here. Between the pushback for pay-to-speak deals and the low expectations of quick sales, we have some opportunities to provide real value. These trends make sponsorship partnerships easier for us, but again, we still got to be strategic. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.